Thank you so much for calling. Josh here.
Hi, Josh. This is Lilith. I'm so sorry. I keep missing your call.
No worries.
It recognizes the spam, and my phone like automatically drops it to my voice message, and I'm not able to pick it up.
No worries at all. I really do apologize that I had to call you this late. I was caught up with a couple of meetings, but I had this task assigned that I wanted to discuss with you further on the writing and everything. So I couldn't close my day without having a discussion with you.
Yes, yeah. I received the whole book now with the edit, and you know, there's a couple of them that I catch up, and I kind of went over through the whole book. I put some of my notes and I send it, and I accepted, you know, like some of the changes that you did with the formatting and, you know, like changing the sentences. But there are two places that I was, I think, I don't know, maybe, okay, like the first sentence here that it says, if you Google my name, you would find
yes,
some
I
interesting
see that.
Places. Yeah, so, and they would not be pleasant. The whole point is that it won't be pleasant.
That's a mistake that has been made. I completely agree with you that this is something that the writers might have missed out on. This could be a human error, because obviously that doesn't make sense that if you were to Google my name, you would find some interesting reads about me, but most of them be pleasant. So that doesn't make sense. What your context was, that absolutely is being missed out. I get your point. And I personally will take the ownership of this, and I will be having a word with my team to actually go through all of this again and to make sure that these minor errors are not being missed out, because obviously that is going to change the whole context of your book. So I personally will be taking the ownership of this, and I'll have my team look into this very closely.
Okay, yeah, but I didn't find, I found only like a couple places that had an error like that, you know, like in another sentence it was really showed the snake colorful gems, and the correction was really showed colorful snake gems. It's not snake gems. She showed the gems to snake. So that also like, and I understand there is a few places where when you trying to do like orthographical changes in English, it just sounds correct, but it's just changing the whole meaning of the like the tone of the conversation. But other than that, everything else I really liked how has been changed. I fixed the chapter numbering, and the last thing that I was gonna talk, I've been thinking about the title of the book, and I kind of wanna put it instead of I'm Lilith. I kind of wanna do it as the first feminist, and because I know there was a question about chapter 9 that, hey, it seems like it's unfinished, but I kind of intended like that, because I'm thinking if this goes well, then, you know, I can do chapter 2, and it's, you know, the
like
main
the
character.
Book like the second book? So like the second book, that's what you're discussing?
And then, what I'm trying to say that, yeah, that's why the last chapter is kind of open-ended, because I didn't want to, like, finish it. I kind of wanted to let it be solved.
Okay, okay, I get your purpose. And so basically you have kept it more, like, open-ended because you are willing to be make it more intriguing. And so the people, they can be more intrigued and inquisitive about the second book, right?
Yes. Yeah. If this one goes well, then I will work on the second one.
Sounds great. I am going to convey the same to my team, and I'll let them know that the ending, that's how it should be, because it's open-ended and it's more intrigued towards the second book. So if in case they have any further suggestions on this, I'll surely share them with you. But regarding the chapter ending it this way, I'll let them know.
Okay, so yeah, so I updated with some of my notes, and I posted it with Brian so he can communicate it back to you.
Absolutely.
And I guess because it's not only 9 chapters, so there is not much in it. I think after maybe like one or two reviews, it will be all done.
Yep, absolutely. It does take 1 to 2 draw for us because obviously the writers, they're someone who are unknown to you. So it may take 1 to 2 draw for them to be on the same page, just like you mentioned how you would like to carry the tone forward. So that is understandable. But I personally will be making sure that even the mistake that you highlighted right at the start, that is minor, but that obviously is changing the whole context of the book. So I personally will be making sure that this is something that is not compromised, and you won't be facing any such issues in the next drafts.
Okay, so how long do you think it will take for me to get, like final edits, so then we can start thinking about the publishing the book?
Okay, it is gonna take approximately 4 to 5 business days. I'm going to be sharing the revised draft with you. Usually our draft take 4 to 5 business days. So since I have a word with you right now, I am going to assign it to my team after I have a short meeting with them, after updating them how this book is going forward. So I'm going to have a meeting with them tomorrow in the first half regarding this book, and within 4 to 5 business days, I'm going to share the revised draft with you. So once the final draft is shared with you, it's not longer, we're not very far from having it published then. So once the final draft is shared with you, it's going to take 2 to 3 more days for us to format the final files, because at first we just focus on the content. So right now we're just going to be focusing on the content and editing. Once you approve that, then we're going to format the whole book, and we're going to format it as per the printing size and the publishing size. So approximately once the book is finalized, it's going to take less than a week for us to go ahead with the publishing.
Great. And the book coverage, can I talk to you with about it, or something that I need to speak with Brian?
No, absolutely. You can talk to me about this as well. I can have a word with my illustration team as well, and since we're on the same call, I can guide them further on this.
Okay, so great. I did some sketches with the AI, like I put the description and it kind of generated nice few pictures. And I send it to your team because the one that they sent to me was, to be, oh, if I'm honest, it was really upsetting. Like, was really like, like depressing picture. And I don't want, to have, I want the whole image of, Lilith to be, positive or, strong and feminist, not, like scary. And, I
I
don't
get
want her
your
to be
point.
portrayed the way that Eve thinks of her. I want her to be portrayed as, a woman who is independent and, by herself, and, she makes the decision.
Okay, I get your point. So considering the image that you have shared, I am going to have a word with the illustration team as well, and I'll share the whole idea behind this book, because obviously they might have misinterpreted or something, missed out on the concept. But I will have a word with the illustration team as well. I am personally going to be sharing a revised cover with you as well, so that you can go through that and you can get an idea as well how you need to move forward, if you need to incorporate the AI image or how you would need to do that. And I will surely be getting back to you with the positive cover as per your expectations.
Okay, sounds really good. Thank you so much.
Thank you so very much. And just one more thing that I want to ask from your end, before I have a word with my team. So basically the cover should basically be showing a women empowerment and a positive image, and anything else that you would want to, an idea that you would want to incorporate in the cover.
No, that's I think that's it. But I did send, like couple of the images that, I thought can be more, like similar or something like that can be more appropriate.
Okay, sounds great. I am going to share the same with my team, and I will be getting on board with Brian as well, so that I can keep him updated on the project as well. And we'll keep you updated on this. Nothing to worry about. At any point, if in case there's any concern, you can always let Brian know, and he can always schedule your call with me, and I'll have it taken care of.
Okay, sounds really good. Thank you.
You're most welcome. It was a pleasure speaking to you. Would there be anything else that I can help you with?
Oh, no, that's all. Thank you so much.
Thank you so very much, Lilith. Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.